6. 6 Music.
From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
They're writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I've found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. I hope, alas, and also lack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me. Was a fool to fall and get that way. I hope, alas, and also lack a day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me.
I'm at the top of my stairs, kind of doing the balcony scene from Romeo and Juliet with Jocelyn. Jocelyn! Come on, puss! I'm trying to get her up here because we were doing a good song utilising the ukulele just a few minutes ago. A song that I choose to call Jocelyn! You have to sound like Margaret Rutherford if you wanted to come. Jocelyn! Jocelyn! Now, she's kind of become an impetuous teenager. Lots and lots of emails saying, when's Jocelyn going to be on the show again? Cats, by their very nature, are a law unto themselves. It is the most beautiful spring morning for me, pre-recording the show in my little house here in North Manchester. Let's have a listen to what spring sounds like. Right on cue. I dare say, Mrs. Blackbird. However, I'm going to shut the window. Or maybe I'll leave it open. I'm going to leave it open. You don't mind, do you? And tell you once again that I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Well, hello everybody. Do you know why? I'm going to shut that window because it's just a bit too noisy. And close the blinds to prevent reflection, audio reflection from the glass. This is my last show from these shores before me and Emma Jane go to New York for 5 weeks. I'm going to have one of my deputies filling in for me on next week's show. And then I will be broadcasting from the Big Apple. A little bit of trivia for you now, because that is a radio presenter's job, occasionally presenting trivia. I'll just put the blinds down. It's called the Big Apple, supposedly, because of horse racing. Horses like apples. Is she going to get a bite of the Big Apple? So it was a destination for good horses to race at. And that's where it got its name, the Big Apple. So yeah, if it would have been a cat-related thing, cats don't particularly like apples. Our cat likes Chupa Chup lollies. We got a load of Chupa Chup lollies for Halloween. And quite sadly, didn't get any trick-or-treaters. Not one came at the door. Apparently there's a new system in place whereby if you're into it, you put a pumpkin in your window, American style. And unless you've got a pumpkin in your window, kids don't knock on. There's something a bit sad about that. Anyway, the lollies didn't go to waste. Jocelyn loves them. I think if you've got a cat, try it out. I think it's the erratic way they move if you roll them across the floor. But they sort of behave almost like a mouse, I suppose. So, yeah, there's a use for your Chupa Chups. If anything goes wrong with your cat because you've fed it a Chupa Chup, don't blame me. Don't let them eat them. Just let them chase them. Right, I'm getting off the point. This is the last show before I go to New York, so I'm going to continue my world tour. I don't know if you remember, but last week, me and Emma had just put a huge map of the world on our living room wall. It was going up while I was making the programme, actually, and I wasn't at all sure about it. But it looks great, and my geography's improved already. That's good, isn't it? So I'm going to continue my world tour. I sort of listed all the countries I've been to, and I have songs that remind me of those countries and stories from each one. I hope you're well. I hope you enjoy this. The first one I'm going to play you reminds me of Japan. That's where we're up to. We finished in Italy last week. Japan forever will remind me of the one time my tour manager, Tom Piper, messed up. He's an amazing tour manager. We've never gone on stage late, never come off late, and never missed a plane in the 15 years we've been touring with him, or whatever it is. But the one time he did mess up was in Japan, and it was a currency issue. We'd done a couple of gigs at Summer Sonic Festival, I think it's called, and the chosen sport for Elbow and crew when all our work is done is traditionally karaoke. And we're in Japan, so we went down to a karaoke bar, and it was great. Some of the locals were in the bar. So the locals were doing one, and then we were doing one. And Jay Beard, who's a wonderful man, he teaches sound now in Manchester. He was our monitor engineer at the time, and he got up and did this next song. And I was so impressed with it that I adopted it as my karaoke tune. And between you and me and Mrs. Badger were doing karaoke last night in Manchester. So this is my karaoke song, and probably one that I won't play at my funeral as well. It's Louis Prima, and it's Just a Gigolo / I Ain't Got Nobody. Did you know this is a medley, even, of two songs? I bet you didn't. But I want you to picture me drunk. I know it's difficult, but picture me drunk, karaoke mic in hand, the room goes nuts. Ladies and gentlemen, Louis Prima, and happy Sunday.
And just a gigolo, and everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling its romance. Oh, they say there will come a day, and youth will pass away. What will they say about me when the end comes? I know they'll say just a gigolo. Life goes on without me. And just a gigolo, everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing.
paid for every dance, selling each romance. Oh, what they say. And there will come a day, and youth will pass away. What will they say about me? When the end comes, I know there's just a jiggle dose. Life goes on without me, 'cause I ain't got nobody. Oh, and there's nobody to kiss for me. There's nobody to kiss for me. I'm so sad and lonely. Sad and lonely, sad and lonely. Want some sweet mama? Come take a chance with me, 'cause I ain't so bad then. And I'll sing her three love songs all of the time. She will only be baldy bozy bat blibop. I ain't got nobody. Oh, and there's nobody kiss for me. There's nobody kiss for me. Nobody kiss for me. Nobody kiss for me. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go now. Come on.
I ain't got nobody.
Nobody, nobody kiss for me. There's nobody kiss for me.
I'm so sad and lonely.
Oh, lonely, oh, lonely, lonely, lonely. Want some sweet mama? Come and rescue me, 'cause I ain't so bad. And I'll sing her sweet love song all of the time. She will only be only, 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 baby. Baby, come on, sugar, darling, I ain't got nobody. Baby, there's nobody.
Nobody.
There's nobody.
You missed your cue.
She's rubbish. A few more rehearsals, Jocelyn, and then we'll hit the road. We'll hit the big time. You're going to see your name in lights. You won't be able to read it, like, because you're thick. Right, where are we up to? That was Just a Gigolo by Louis Prima. This next tune is a beauty, full of romance, despite its epic rock feel. This is Smashing Pumpkins and Mayonnaise, and this was actually left over from the... do you remember when I said... there's no good food-related songs in the world. I was being deliberately provocative. And Manpreet Singh got in touch from Southport and he said, "You spent the last episode talking about food songs you didn't like. We all know that you love Billy Corgan, so how about some mayonnaise from the Smashing Pumpkins? Classic Siamese dream. I can't help but agree with you." Yeah.
We'll be right back. Smashing Pumpkins and Mayonnaise. As recommended by Manpreet Singh in Southport. Keep them coming, guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. I've just noticed that Manpreet sent that recommendation on the 11th of December, so don't be downhearted if I haven't read out a recommendation of yours. Chances are I'll get round to it eventually. If you don't own a copy of Siamese Dream by Smashing Pumpkins, that is the place to start. In fact, it's the place to start and end, really. It's their masterpiece. Siamese Dream by Smashing Pumpkins, definitely one of my all-time favourite records. So cheers, Manpreet. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk, or just go to my page on the 6 Music website if you want to make a recommendation. Remember, a recommendation, not a request, even though I let Manpreet get away with that one.
This is what happens then, Monday to Thursday, 9 till midnight here on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Gideon Cow.
We play all manner of sessions, including Peel sessions and concerts from the music archive. And in addition to that, we play lots and lots of other records. That could include Four Brothers, The Clash, Felt, The Fall, Go Between, Tubby, Aphex Twin, Gillian Welch, Hank Williams, Tom Waits, Cravats, Dexys, Hefner, Godspeed You Black Emperor, Can, Bogshed, Tim Beefheart, Upsetters, Bundu Boys, Viv Stanch, Wilco, Mickey New, Muddy Waters, Smith, Crass, Bill Wells and Adrian Moffat, I could go on, and the best bits in between are provided by the 6 Music listeners, and that's it.
Gideon Cow, Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
BBC Radio
6
Music.
Thank goodness for high-dose tatty equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's finest hour on 6 Music.
So my world tour continues. The next country that I visited that I want to tell you about is Mauritius, the island of Mauritius, the pearl of the Indian Ocean. I've known about Mauritius since I was a young man because my sister Sam used to work there many moons ago. Mauritius is, two of its major exports are crap tea to mix with good tea to pad it out. I think sugar is an export as well. But luckily for me, one of its main exports is world-class medical staff. Great doctors and nurses come from Mauritius. This was particularly beneficial to me because while holidaying in Mauritius, I forgot I wasn't David Hasselhoff, jumped off a pier and found a rare column of volcanic rock with my head. I dived onto a rock. My legs were still out of the water, so it's quite an impact. And in fact, the words that went through my mind, and stop me if you've heard it, or you can't, the words that went through my mind were, I haven't got away with this. That kind of suggests that I consider I've got away with everything else in my life, doesn't it? Anyway, luckily for me, Dr. Harry Bhopal interrupted his Sunday lunch to come scan my head and give me the all clear, and even let me keep the x-rays of my own brain. One of them has a ghostly apparition of my profile on it as well. I was going to turn it into a lampshade or a t-shirt or something. What should I do with my x-rays? Answers on a postcard. Anyway, so while pouring with blood and waiting for the ambulance, this song popped into my head, probably because of its opening lines. Here are the Flaming Lips. Here is the Flaming Lips, or here are the Flaming Lips.
What was this time?
So if by any chance Dr. Harry Bhopal is listening to the programme in Mauritius, thanks for stitching me up, Doc. That was The Flaming Lips with The Spark That Bled. That's my song for Mauritius. Sounds like a competition I may one day find myself entering. New music now from Wave Machines. This song's called Pollen. And according to my notes here, Wave Machines, it's over 3 years since their debut. That makes complete sense to me. This is the sound of music that has been poured over in the making. Full of subtlety. I think it's beautiful. It's Wave Machines and Pollen. If you want to quote me on your posters, Wave Machines, beautiful. So say Guy Garvey, beautiful.
Protect them. Now then. In 1942, Glenn Miller, at the height of his popularity and financial success, and well above draft age, joined the US Army. His aim was to bring modern music to the forces, and such was his popularity, he was promoted to major in very short order, commissioned to form the Army Air Force Band, and ordered to head for Europe and entertain the troops. He handpicked a group of 50 musicians of such high calibre that a 19-year-old Henry Mancini was turned away. And in the summer of 1944, the band arrived in England, where they give over 800 performances and make an extraordinary series of recordings at Abbey Road, intended for radio broadcast. Performed in a mixture of English and German, these were Miller's form of propaganda. None of the Sturm und Drang of the Nazi broadcasts, just a mixture of popular tunes played by and for people of all races and faiths, unified in music, and guaranteed to make the Führer, well, furious. From the riotous, rabble-rousing horn section to the easy jocularity of the piano, every note and nuance was captured, thanks to the state-of-the-art studio, making these some of the best quality recordings of his music in existence. And as it turned out to be the last studio session Miller would ever conduct before he was reported missing, presumed dead, they would become the final, shining example of a man at the top of his game. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Donkey Village in Texas, there's a guy who plays the best piano by far. He can play piano any way you like it, but the kind he plays the best is 8 to the bar. When he jams, it's a ball, he's the daddy of them all. All the people gather round when he gets on the stand. Then when he plays, he gets a hand. The rhythm he plays puts the cats in a trance. Nobody there bothers to dance. And when he jams the bass and guitar, they holler, beat me daddy, 8 to the bar. A plank, a plank, a plank, 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 plonking on the keys. A riff, a rap, a riff, rap, riff, rap, riffing out with ease. And when he jams with the bass and guitar, they holler, beat me daddy, 8 to the bar.
Glenn Miller, as chosen by the Beckopedia. I've recorded music in that room where he was recording then. Yeah, yes I have. Wonderful, eh? Isn't she marvellous? The Beckopedia by the way, is going to be sending me postcards from home when I'm over in New York. So next week, I've got an exciting deputy filling in for me, so make sure you tune in as normal next Sunday or whenever you listen. And then the week after will come from New York, New York. So good they named it twice. So my world tour continues, and Mexico is the next one on the list. Now, I haven't strictly been to Mexico, but I thought of a story connected to Mexico, so I thought I'd mention it anyway. I've been right to the border of Mexico. I'm thinking of a Christopher Cross song now. Ride Like the Wind? Sorry about that. Anyway, I've been to the border of Mexico. I've been to San Diego a few times. Now, what's wonderful about San Diego is I've got a local. This came about because I found a bar that served Guinness in San Diego on a day off. All the rest of the band and crew wanted to cross the border and go into Mexico for the day. And as much as I wanted to visit Mexico, and I still want to visit Mexico, I was knackered and needed a bit of what people commonly call me time. So instead of going to Mexico, I went and found a bar that served Guinness. And the guy in there was lovely and had a lovely time. And I went down the road to the beach after I'd had a few pints, and the song I'm about to play you was on a compilation that my sister Boop had made for me, and I had a little dance in the surf, because you can get away with that kind of thing in California. Nobody bats an eyelid if you dance alone with your headphones on in the surf at the edge of the sea, obviously after a few pints. So yeah, picture me with my trousers rolled up, looking very much like a Mancunian who's not used to the sun, dancing in the surf on my own to this tune. Absolutely is the Rhythm of the Saints. Beautiful, from Paul Simon. Been playing a lot of Paul Simon recently. I wonder why. I'm going to get to the bottom of it. I mean, apart from him being brilliant, I wonder if there's something... I wonder if there's another reason. Answers on a postcard. This next tune is from Melody's Echo Chamber. It really sticks out on the radio. I've heard many of my colleagues here at Six Music play it in recent days, but it really sticks out. And it's one of them clever guys, isn't it? It's, let me have a look here. Yeah, it's Kevin Parker from Tame Impala. So much great music coming out of that man. And he produced this one from Melody's Echo Chamber. This is Crystallized. It sounds great. And the credit has to go to her for writing a beautiful song too. Here we go. Told you, it's beautiful, isn't it? Melody's Echo Chamber and Crystallized. Go get it. Isn't it amazing? Make sure you pay for your music, everyone. There's no excuse for not doing. Actually, I read something that Rick Redbeard put on Twitter the other day. He said that he was taking all his music off... what's it called? where you can listen to everything for free. Spotify. So he's taking his music off Spotify, and he said he wasn't blaming anybody and he wasn't judging anybody, but he didn't agree with their valuation of music. I felt my heart surge. I wish more people would take that attitude. So nice one, Rick Redbeard. There we go.
Six Music. Sean W. Keaveney. A man misunderstood.
Is it okay to dry your underpants in the microwave?
Maybe he's too intense.
A bit aggressive.
I know. I'm on a crash after my croissant. I'm taking it out on you.
Maybe it's his clothes.
My hood's too hairy.
Or his uncompromising charm.
With 10 being like the most I'd want to punch someone, you right now would be at a maybe like a 5.
That's not bad.
He has his own theories.
I blame Brett.
But you can make a difference. Listen to Sean Keaveney on Six Music and he will feel useful, appreciated. The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Is this cool?
Every weekday morning on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
My world tour continues. And where are we now? All right, I'm jumping around a bit, around the globe, but this is Switzerland. Now, when I think of Switzerland, I think about a festival we played there that Depeche Mode were headlining. We were playing with an excellent three-piece from Manchester called Amplifier. Really amazing rock band. In fact, I should play some of their stuff soon. I might play some when I'm in New York. And they're good old mates of ours as well. And they did a blistering set. Then we did our set. And then just before Depeche Mode went on, it was extraordinary. There was an England match. So all three bands were sat watching the England match. But Martin Gore from Depeche Mode, principal songwriter and keyboardist from Depeche Mode, was sat with the lads watching the match in full stage regalia, with a really interesting headpiece and masses of feathers, black feathers and makeup. And he sat with the lads in classic football watching pose. He sat on a wooden chair with his arms folded, occasionally going, "Come on, England!" Like that. Very funny. I don't think I'll forget that. Martin Gore watching the footy with the lads, looking a bit like Brian Eno used to in early Roxy days. So here is Depeche Mode. I've got to get over this. Here is Depeche Mode, and this is Personal Jesus. A brilliant song. I wish I'd written this one.
Reach out, touch faith.
marvellous. Depeche Mode and Personal Jesus. Lots of love if you're listening. They work with my friend Ben Hillier quite a lot. He's a lovely man. He's produced a couple of Elbow records. And I'd love to work with Ben again. I think he's great. Right, moving on. The next country we're going to visit is, let me look at the list, Sweden. When I think of Sweden, I think of a gig we did with Pixies. And the Pixies song I've chosen is the one, are you ready? I'm going to do it again. Is the one I duetted with Frank Black Francis himself, otherwise known as Charles to his friends. I duetted with him with Richard Hawley playing the guitar solo, and we did a version of Cactus together once. It's probably the best thing that's ever happened to me. But it represents Sweden to me because me and Pete Turner were on a promotional tour of Europe. What that involves is lots of travel, lots of interviews, and trying to fit some fun in here and there. Because it's extra work, we get extra play on the band's ticket, if you know what I mean. So we were doing this promotional tour, and we had to get from Holland to Sweden, where we were playing with Pixies, and meet the rest of the band. And my friend Ray McCarville, who was our production manager at the time, he had to get off. So he was like, are you all right to get the plane on your own, lads? We'd had 10 minutes sleep, we worked out afterwards, because we'd been up all night partying. So we'd had 10 minutes sleep, we're in the airport, and Ray's like, are you all right to find your way to your gate and all that? I've got to get off. And we're like, yeah, of course, off you go, no problem. Immediately went the wrong way, missed the plane, and then, I think probably still drunk, me and Pete Turner fell out. We've only actually fallen out about 3 times in 22 years, and that's not bad going, is it? So we fell out in this airport, both blaming one another for missing the plane. That's exactly what happens to Elbow members when there's no tour manager around. Useless. But then we had to ignore each other for 4 hours while we waited for the next plane. And we kept walking past each other in the airport and just blanking each other. And then eventually, just before we got on the plane, we both realised how hilarious that situation was and got over it. Made the gig, met the Pixies, it was great. Here they are with Cactus.
Put Garvey on the air.
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
I
That was Beach House in Norway. Guess which country that represents for me. Sean McGough in Fiji. Where is Fiji? I'll have a look on my my wall map downstairs. Sean McGough in Fiji has been in touch. Let me just see if I can find his email. Very complicated filing system I operate. Involves piles of things. Here we go. Sean McGough says, listening live while working in Fiji, and this song goes with the weather and the food theme thing. The amazing Robert Johnson's They're Red Hot is a great food tune. Cheers from Sean. I know this tune, Sean, because the Red Hot Chili Peppers did a cover of it. So here's Robert Johnson singing about hot tomatoes. Is there some kind of veiled sexual reference here that my innocent mind can't pinpoint? What is he actually singing about? Or is he just talking about hot tomatoes? Here's Robert Johnson and They're Red Hot. Cheers, Sean, in Fiji, wherever the hell Fiji is.
Such a long and tall, she sleeps in the kitchen with a feast in the hall. Hot tamales than the red hot. Yeah, she got them for sale, I mean. Yeah, she got them for sale, yeah. Hot tamales than the red hot. Yeah, she got them for sale. Hot tamales than the red hot. Yeah, she got them for sale. She got 2 foot nickel, got 4 foot dime. We'll say more, but they ain't none of mine. Hot tamales than the red hot. Yeah, she got them for sale, I mean. Yeah, she got them for sale, yes, yeah. Hot tamales and the red hot. Yeah, she got them for sale. Hot tamales and the red hot. Yeah, she got them for sale. I got a letter from a girl in the room. Now she got something good she got to bring on soon. Now it's hot tamales and the red hot. Yeah, she got them for sale, I mean. Yeah, she got them for sale, yeah. Hot tamales and the red hot. Yeah, she got them for sale. Hot tamales and the red hot. Yeah, she got them for sale. It's too hot for the Billy goes back in the bone bean nest. Ever since that he can't take his rest, yeah. Hot tamales and the red hot. Yeah, you got them for sale, I mean. Yeah, she got them for sale. Hot tamales and the red hot. Yeah, she got them for sale. Man, don't mess around them hot tamales now, cause they're too blank bad. Mess around them hot tamales. I'm gonna upset your back, gonna put your kidney to sleep. I'll do the break when you're living there, you're hard to beat by now. Hot tamales for the red hot. Yes, you got them for sale, I mean. Yes, you got them for sale, yeah. Hot tamales and the red hot. Yes, you got them for sale. Hot tamales and the red hot. Yes, you got them for sale. You know, grandma, that's not grandpa too. Well, I wonder what in the world we children gonna do now. Hot tamales and the red hot. Yes, you got them for sale, I mean. Yes, you got them for sale. Hot tamales and the red hot. Yes, you got them for sale. Hot tamales and the red hot. Big boy, for where we bought that thing, all on the running food, yes. Hot tamales than the red hot. Yes, she got them for sale, I mean. Yes, she got them for sale, yes. Hot tamales than the red hot. Yes, she got them for sale, it's too hot, boy. Hot tamales than the red hot. Yes, now she got them for sale. You know, the monkey not a bad boom playing in the grave. Well, the monkey took a fat old good cup, yes, now. Hot tamales than the red hot. Yes, she got them for sale, I mean. Yes, she got them for sale, yes. Hot tamales and the red hot, huh? Yes, she got them for sale. Hot tamales and the red hot, huh? Yes, she got them for sale. I got a girl such long and tall, now she sleeps in the kitchen with her feet in a hole, yes. Hot tamales and the red hot, huh? Yes, now she got them for sale, I mean. Yes, she got them for sale, yeah.
Robert Johnson and They're Red Hot from Sean McGough in Fiji. I really enjoyed that. It was just starting to bug me when it finished. Not a song that you could listen to twice in a sitting. But there you go. Jim James from My Morning Jacket has released an amazing record called Regions of Light and Sound of God. This is called A New Life, and I think I've played it 4 times in as many weeks.
Hey, open the door. I want a new life. Hey, and here's what's more. I want a new life. A new life. Baby, Let's get one thing clear. There's much more stardust when you're near. I think I'm really being sincere. I want a new life, a new life with you.
Jim James and A New Life. Wonderful. Okay, the world tour continues. We're in New Zealand. New Zealand's a great country. I really, really like the cut of its jib, politically and everything. So, yeah, if you're living in New Zealand, well done, you lucky bugger. So, New Zealand will forever remind me of my only visit, which was last year, and I met Neil Finn. He came to see the band, which is just a lovely thing when somebody you admire comes to watch you play, and he stayed for the entire gig and really got into the music. And that, you know, what an amazing thing. If you'd have told me that Neil Finn was going to be a fan 10 years ago, I would have been so pleased. He offered me some personal advice on being in a band and things to do and not do, which was very touching. And he wrote me some lovely things from his sister on a CD. He was a very charming and genuine man. This is one of my favourite songs from the Finn Brothers, from the album Finn. This is called Where Is My Soul. Listen to what they're doing with pianos here. It's amazing. Isn't that gorgeous? The Finn Brothers and Where Is My Soul, representing New Zealand.
Hello, I'm Mark Riley. Now, some people say I spend too much time listening to music for my programme.
Hello, Mark. It's Jim here from Django Django. Look, when am I going to catch up for this bike, mate? I'm trying to get in touch with you for the past 6 months.
Well, I don't think that's true. You can never listen to too much music.
Hello, Mark. Bowie here. Are you there?
I could be accused of being somewhat antisocial.
Hey, right. Stuart from Elvis Bastion, remember me? You know, there's more to life than music. There's golf.
Well, that's what you gotta do if you wanna find the next Django Django.
Hello, Mark. Bowie here again. I'll try again next week.
I don't know. Why don't you just go for a drink with Lou Reed?
This is Mark Riley.
You can enjoy the fruits of my labour Monday to Thursday, 7 till 9 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6 Music.
The better
and the anti-better.
New music now from Olaf Arnolds. She's from Iceland. I think she's on One Little Indian. Notes aren't in front of me at the moment. And this lovely offering is called German Fields. Apparently it's about relatives of hers. She's a multi-instrumentalist. She's classically trained on, I think, viola and violin. But she also plays piano, guitar and charango. Now, I had to look up charango. What is a charango? Well, according to its Wikipedia page, it's a small Andean string instrument of the lute family, 66 centimetres long, traditionally made with the shell of the back of an armadillo. Primarily played in traditional Andean music and is sometimes used by other Latin American musicians. And if you play the charango, you are called... Where is it? I've lost it. If you play the charango, you are a charanganista. Is that right? I've lost my notes on that. Anyway, it looks like a little guitar with a long, thick neck. I don't know if it's on this tune or not. She's got a very sweet voice, though. She sounds like an Icelander. She sounds like a nice Icelander. Yeah. When I said that Olaf Arnold, who was just singing that song, was sounded like a nice Icelander, I wasn't trying to suggest I've met any other kind. But the truth of the matter is I have met a couple of violent, drunk Icelanders. A really little guy picking on me once. He can't have been much over 5 foot, squaring up to me when I had like my band and crew around me. There was like 14 big lads. this fearless little Icelander saying threatening things in his native tongue. So there you go, a brave race, the Icelanders. Moving on now to Spain. When I think of Spain, I think of the many amazing festivals that I've played in Spain. I've got lots of memories concerning Spain. One of them, though, is running into Manny when we were on the same bill as Primal Scream at which festival now? Primavera, I think it was. Manny's always lovely to run into. He was very supportive of the band when we first emerged. And he's like the life and soul backstage of any gig. If Manny's there, it's him cracking the jokes. I can't tell you the joke he cracked that particular day when he saw me with my girlfriend at the time, because it's unbroadcastable, but he is a lovely man, hilarious man, and we're just huge fans of Primal Scream as well. This is one of my favourite tunes from their album Vanishing Point, which is all as gorgeous as this. This is Trainspotting. The Primals and Train Spotting. Love that tune. So my world tour continues with Turkey. I've been to Turkey twice, Istanbul specifically. What an amazing place that is. When you see Los Angeles from the air, if you haven't, you're always struck by its size. And of course, it's the grid system, so it looks very, very man-made from the air. But when you fly into Istanbul, you're also struck by its size, but a very natural sprawl, a very ancient city. And it's just naturally so dense and huge. It's the most impressive man-made thing I've ever seen. If you get a chance to visit Istanbul, I urge you to do so. It's amazing. I spent a lovely afternoon opposite a venue that I can't remember the name of, in a little tiny cafe run by the most generous, beautiful young couple. They both were stunning and amazing looking. And later on that night, actually, there was a drunken knife fight in the bar, and the young barman proved himself to be quite the bouncer as well. Nearly got in a bit of a scrape there. I wasn't involved directly in the knife fight, but the guy wielding the knife didn't look like he was fussy about who he was going to try and stab. And then this young chap jumped over the bar and saw him off in impressive style. Don't let it put you off visiting this cafe. It's not the best advert for it, I suppose. But I was struck that the cafe was called Little Wing. And here is Jimmy playing that tune. Saint Jimmy DeHendrix and Little Wing for my mates in Istanbul. So I said I had two Portugal stories this week, and I do indeed. My friend Sandy Kilpatrick he lived in Manchester when the band was just sort of starting out, and he became a very good friend of mine. A lovely, lovely little Scottish man is Sandy, with a poet's soul and a mischievous glint in his eye. And he's lived in Lisbon now. He must be coming up for 10 years in Portugal with his beautiful wife and their kids. And he's still making music. He was in a band here called... they were called the Hum of Good Machines initially, which is just brilliant band name, isn't it? And then they were called Sleepwalker. And top boys, top band. Loved playing with them. So we're over there and Sandy hooks up with us and we go to play this gig in the Algarve. And I said, I'd like to be able to speak some Portuguese just out of politeness. I'd like to be able to say something to the crowd. And Sandy said, do you want me to teach you some? And I said, well, you know, if you write it down phonetically for me on a piece of paper, I don't think it looks bad if you pull a piece of paper out and read off of it. It's, you know, it's just the gesture that you've made an effort to try and speak the local tongue. And he said, well, what do you want to say? So I said, well, our penultimate track will be Around Sunset, and it's a nice slow one. So I want to say something along the lines of, we're a solar-powered band, so this is our last song. You know, just like a little crap joke. Thank you very much. So it wasn't our penultimate song, it was our last song. So he wrote something down. I could kind of see the word Sol in there, and I thought, brilliant, thanks, Sandy. Come the gig, Sandy's in the front row. Come the time of me pulling out my piece of paper, I read what was on the piece of paper, and I looked up, and the audience didn't react in the expected way at all. A few fists went in the air, like an air punch of rock celebration, and the vast majority of the festival crowd just looked confused and a bit perplexed, and Sandy was laughing his head off, and I realised I hadn't said what I'd intended to. And in actual fact, Sandy had told me to say, now you all know that we rock with the power of the sun. Good night. Anyway, this is Sandy Kilpatrick, the little get, from his beautiful record, Redemption Road. This is Battle Scars.
Watch out, here comes the spring, but come the snow. The light will go. Sunrise, I will walk with you through the woods, feel the morning chew on our feet, my love. Scar.
There we go, wonderful. Sandy Kilpatrick from his record Redemption Road. That was Battle Scars, isn't it beautiful? I love that man. Okay, I kind of forgot to tell you that Chet Baker, who has played at the front of the show, is my featured artist this week. That's because whenever I'm in Holland, I go to the place he died. He died of what's officially termed defenestration. That is to say, they don't know whether he jumped, fell or was pushed from a hotel window. I find it tremendously sad. He had a sad life, generally speaking. Lots of trouble with drugs. And then he had his teeth kicked out by somebody, allegedly, that he owed money to for drugs. And he had to relearn the trumpet without his teeth. And if he wasn't a blue young man, he was certainly a blue old man. And just a tragic, tragic life and death from Chet Baker. But he left us some beautiful music. Here is Chet, whose shrine I always go and see when I'm in Holland, and this is I Get Along Without You Very Well.
I get along without you very well. Of course I do. Except when soft rains fall and drip from leaves, then I recall the thrill of being sheltered in your arms. Of course I do. But I get along without you very well. I've forgotten you just like I should. Of course I have. Except to hear your name or someone's laugh that is the same. But I've forgotten you just like I should. What a guy. What a fool am I to think my breaking heart could kid the moon. What's in store? Should I fall once more? No, it's best that I stick to my tune. I get along without you very. Of course I do. Except perhaps in spring. But I should never think of spring, for that would surely break my heart into.
Oh, Chet Baker and I Get Along Without You Very Well. My friend John pointed out years ago that Chet Baker sings like he plays his trumpet. The next time you hear him, you won't be able to get that out of your head. And yeah, very astute from our John. So the last on my list on the world tour is the United States. The United States is, interestingly, alphabetically the last of the countries I've visited in the world at the moment. So the next shows, as you know, that I do for you will be from New York. One of my amazing deputies will be stepping in next week. I'm not sure which yet, but make sure you tune in. George and Ira Gershwin will always be New York for me. So here you're representing the United States, and the many memories I have of it is George Gershwin with his piano concerto in F.
Thank you.
Well, I've never been so excited now. I just want to be there. I just want to land. I can't wait to share my experiences with you. I'll see you in 2 weeks. In the meantime, take care of yourself. Thank you to Beckapedia, to Michelle, to Pete, everyone who helps put the programme together at Media City in Salford. Thanks to Six Music for continuing to let me do this programme. Thanks to you lot for listening and sharing your recommendations. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week. Don Letts up next. Don't Touch That Dial. And Night Mum.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Thanks once again, my friend Guy Garvey. More power to your elbow, my brother. But right about now, you better hold tight because it's round about midnight and this, my good people, is Culture Clash Radio. And once again, I'm crossing time, space and genres with a kaleidoscope of sounds that tonight will include Melody's Echo Chamber, Ennio Macaroni, Post-War Years, Wayne Smith, Marijuana Death Squads, Pop Strangers, Yabba You and Dr. John. And that's just a selection of what's coming up in the first hour. In the second, I kick back and relax with a somewhat more chill session. So if you're good to go, I'll start the show with Hall & Oates. I can't go for that.